It's now time for your Six Nations Chief Update.
Scanlon Sagon, good day, Six Nations. I hope this week's radio updates find you all with a good mind and that you're all enjoying the weather and the remaining of summer. There are plenty of events and activities going on within our community, so I hope you're taking advantage of those activities. It's always great coming together as a community, so make sure to go and visit sixnations.ca or by visiting our Six Nations of the Grand River app for all of the information. You could also see what is happening through our 2023 Spring Summer Leisure Guide. Moving into some community updates, I do have a number of them. First off, I want to send our huge congratulations to the Six Nations Minor Lacrosse U19. This group of young people, led by their coaches and of course all of their parents, captured the Provincial A gold medal. It's the first time a team from Six Nations has won the U9A title. So I want to send again a huge congratulations to all of the players and coaches and parents and staff and so forth for all of their hard work. And just on a side note, I want to also, I know in the past, a few weeks ago, we had a number of athletes attend the North American Indigenous Games out in Halifax. And so we also recognize there's also a number of other teams doing great things in individuals within their respective sport. And the council has partnered with the Six Nations Fall Fair, where we will be recognizing and acknowledging all of our athletes at this upcoming Fall Fair. So I know, again, there is more plans in the works and more information to come. So please keep an eye at sixnations.ca or as well as the app for further information on that. As well, on August 9th, it was International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. Again, a great reminder and opportunity to help raise awareness for Indigenous peoples everywhere. Also, while highlighting the importance of women and the role that they play within our communities. I know, again, we have a number of things upcoming, including Walk the Tract event. You're going to see that forthcome. Again, more details to come on that. In addition to our annual General Assembly happening on August 23rd at the Community Hall from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Again, this is an opportunity to see what the Council's accomplishments have been over this term, as well as what the plans look like into the future. I know we have had multiple surveys out to our community looking at the priorities of what people want to see change and fixed within this community, like, for example, our roads, creative ways of getting housing, more affordable housing. And so we definitely have some plans in place, and we want to share those all with our community to start and get them on board with the next 5 to 10 years and what we have planned for the community. Again, a lot of great work has gone into this work, and want to acknowledge our CEO and his team, Darren Jameson. Again, on all of our directors and staff of on the administration at Council. There's a lot of our members who do a lot of work for us on behalf of all of us. And so please, if you can, join us on August 23rd for our annual General Assembly coming up quite quickly from the hours of 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. located at the Community Hall. Our goal this year is to have a really community fun-filled event where you can still be informed and get ask questions, get answers, and also have an opportunity to look at our financials and our audit and so forth. So that is a big day coming up for our community to can report back and to further see plans moving into the future. Also, a reminder, on August 19th, Six Nations of the Grand River is hosting a household hazardous waste event. This is an opportunity where you can dispose of corrosive, flammable, reactive, and toxic items at your house. The event is August 19th, again, from the hours of 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and it's going to be located at 2470 Fourth Line Road. Again, August 19th, from the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2470 Fourth Line. Again, that's a household hazardous waste event. I also want to remind our community that our Six Nations Housing Department will be offering extended hours on Wednesdays from 4:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. The extended hours are available now until September 27th, and please note that the limited services will be available during these hours. This is, again, an opportunity, as we have seen and heard, members who aren't able to necessarily get to office during work hours. And so if there's any issues or need further questions or inquiries, we do have now extended hours on Wednesdays at Six Nations Housing. I also just want to take a pause and really send our heart out to all of those suffering from losses in our community. We have had a traumatic time, I would say, over these last few days. And so I really, on behalf of the council, want our community to know that you are all in our thoughts and prayers, and sending our most sincere condolences to those that we have lost, and to know that we're here for you all. And as a community, you know, I know there's one thing that we do best when someone's in need, we all come together. So please be there for each other. And again, we are continuing to keep you all in our thoughts and prayers. We also, on behalf of Six Nations, would like to send our most sincere condolences to the family of the late musician Robbie Robertson. The world-renowned musician peacefully passed away this past week, and his family has graciously requested that donations be made to the Woodland Cultural Center. You can go to our Six Nations app or by visiting the Woodland Cultural website to see how you can donate. Again, Robbie's work has been phenomenal in the music world, quite a legend right here from our community. I know he was quite excited about 8 years ago when he finally received his status card and joined our membership list officially. I know I want to acknowledge as well former Chief Ava Hill in her work with Robbie and getting that complete and seeing that through. I know it was entirely such an honor and proud moment for him. And we're really just entirely grateful for his in lieu of donations to the Woodland Cultural Center. So again, our most sincere condolences to the late Robbie Robertson. And always, again, we have our upcoming, again, the AGA. Sorry, I already touched on that. But we really, I want to stress the importance as well of getting informed of the facts. And this is the opportunity to do that. And so please, if you're available, to come and join us on August 23rd. We will also be giving more information on the Walk the Tract event happening within the Haldimand Tract. We have a number of events planned. Again, the purpose of this is to create awareness and start to educate those up and down the tract of really the history of the lands and to really further build relationships. So we're quite excited for that event as well. So more information on that will be forthcoming. And that does conclude my radio update for this week. And as always, I want to say Nyawa Tichakasa Radio and all of their team for continuing to provide their airwaves for these important community weekly updates. And as well as Nyawa to everyone for listening. And until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and please be kind to one another. And I hope you are all enjoying the rest of your summer. Nyawa.
Thank you very much. That's your Chief Mark Hill with your community update. And speaking of Robbie Robertson, I was going through my CD collection, burning everything I had into my digital library, and added a little bit of Robbie here for you. Oh, and we got another note here.
Sorry, I just as you were speaking, I also were in the planning of creating a tribute of some sort to Robbie. So we're looking at partners right now.
Awesome.
Within the community to host our tribute event. So again, we'll have more details to come on that.
Awesome. I'm so excited for that. And just diving into this classic from his self-titled, recorded with some major legends, working with Peter Gabriel, lots of U2 in there. On this track, you got Edge and Bono. It's a personal favorite of mine. This is Sweet Fire of Love here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.